Ahead of the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI's arrival in Lebanon on Friday, Tracy McClure spoke with the Apostolic Nuncio to Lebanon, Archbishop Gabriele Caccia, about some of the preparations for the Holy Father's visit.
Yesterday in Beirut, there was a meeting with some Christians and Muslims coming together, praying, reflecting on the theme of the Holy Virgin in the square, who was prepared on the 25th of March as a national day for both Muslim and Christian to be united around the person of Mary. And that's the best answer the Lebanon could give to the situation around the region and in the whole world in these days.
And what are your hopes regarding the situation in Syria, which is so dramatic today?
The Holy Father intervened many times during last month and even recently on Sunday, saying, stop the violence. That's the first measure needed by the people. We can't just look at what's going on without trying to do anything. There is a humanitarian dramatic situation which need to be addressed. And the Holy Father is asking for everybody to stop the violence and to find a way through dialogue to answer to the legitimate aspirations of people of Syria in a way which also gives guarantees to all its components for a better society. Of course, the situation in Lebanon, in Syria, depends also on the balance of powers in the region and also by the goodwill of the international community as a whole. We know that there is a new distribution of powers in this region. And so if there is no the presence of all the actors internationally, regional and locally, there will be no answer to the situation in Syria.
Pope John Paul II used to call Lebanon a message of pluralism and coexistence between people of different faiths. Yet the country has struggled with tensions remaining from its civil war years and from outside pressures. What future do you hope to see for this land of the Cedars?
The message of the Blessed John Paul II came after a long experience of division, but still was recalling the long, long traditions of Lebanon, of conviviality, of respect, of freedom. And so when he said the famous sentence, Lebanon is more than a country, it's a message both for the West and the East, he was giving the main mission of this country. And even now, Lebanon has learned from their own suffering and divisions that nobody be a winner, but everyone is a loser. That's why, even in this difficult moment in the region, Lebanon is trying to find a unity to answer positively to the situation, avoiding conflicts, divisions, disrespect for the others. I found that it's very important that Lebanon could be shown now as an example of a country where diversity and communion could have a place in society, in all level of society. I would just like to remind that the president of this country is a Christian, is the only president in the region who is Christian. The deputies and the ministers are half Christians, half Muslims. there is no discrimination for anybody in this society. That's the beauty of Lebanon. Diversity, respect, freedom, and unity.
The purpose of the Pope's visit is to deliver to the bishops of the Middle East the apostolic exhortation concluding their synod of 2010, Communion and Witness, which preceded the Arab Spring. What impact is it likely to have on a region that is so swiftly changing?
At the end of the synod, the bishop delivered the message to the people of God. And they were talking about their own experience in Rome as a new Pentecost. All knows what was the first Pentecost. And so I like to think that one of the results of the prayers, the reflections, and the days spent together in Rome was a kind of a new wind blowing in this Middle East. Of course, you can't change a situation in one day. It's a long process who has started and need to be continued. There are some worries, but there are great expectations. And I think that the Christians would play a major role and their contribution will help to build a society in which the human values are respected, human dignity, the freedom, and the possibility for everyone to contribute to the good of the society in which they live.